Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money
seven.
That you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Prices plus license, title, tax, and dock.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Breaking ball hit high in the air. Deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Ian Happ, a two-run homer.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenir can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. After a three-game sweep of the Pirates, the Cubs welcome Atlanta to Wrigley Field tonight for a weekend set. Cubs are 7-3 in their last 10 games, and outfielder Kyle Schwarber is finally having a good time.
You know, it's really fun. Just to be a part of it and be out there on the field with these guys, you know, grinding it out. And, you can't ask for anything more. You know, this is what you dream of as a kid, and, you know, it's happening right in front of you, so you got to do something about it.
Kyle Hendricks gets a start tonight against Atlanta's Sean Newcomb. Hendricks 2-2 with a 3.56 ERA and 10 starts at Wrigley this season. Cubs swept the Braves in Atlanta back in mid-July. Pregame with Mike Esposito starts tonight at 6:30. The Score's Bruce Levine says the Cubs are still interested in Tigers ace Justin Verlander ahead of Friday's non-waiver trade deadline. Addison Russell scratched from a rehab start with foot soreness last night. John Lester back in the rotation on Saturday. Mike Montgomery will remain in the rotation for now. White Sox and Twins underway in Minnesota as we speak. Miguel Gonzalez got the start in this one. He's facing Bartolo Colon. Sox leading 2-1 in the top of the third, thanks to an Adam Engel double and a Rob Brantley single. Jose Abreu and Tim Anderson both held out of today's lineup with minor injuries. Bears and Browns at Soldier Field tonight for the fourth and final preseason game. And the Bulls announcing today that Cameron Payne's fractured foot is not healing the way they want it to. He's going to have surgery and is out until late November. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. MullyandHandley.com is brought to you by your local GEICO agent, Tim Calcagno, at 630-671-0600. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 630 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
I'll do it.
Julie, thank you. Julie DeCaro on our updates, along with Joe Ostrowski, guests on the show. We're Nick Wright from Fox Sports 1. His new show starts Tuesday morning with Chris Carter and Jenna Wolf. Rich Campbell of the Bears beat joined us, as did Paul Charchian. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are the fine producers of the show. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gertz does the video stream, does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, we'll be live at Wrigley Field in the park. Outside Wrigley, and it's open at 9 a.m. when we are there. So if you're in the neighborhood, come by. If you're coming to the game, come by nice and early. Hopefully it's a very nice day. I think it's supposed to be. And we'll be hanging out outside there all day. Really looking forward to it. Hub Arkish will be on the show. Jonah Carey will be on the show. And then live in person, Jed Hoyer at 10 and Len Casper at 11.
These guys have Jake Arrieta coming up in an hour. It's Bernstein and Goff. What's up, guys?
Yeah, we can talk to Jake about one of those nights. You know, one of those nights, man. That, hey, they may not win the World Series this year, but that was a thing last night. That's a party.
Three innings. I mean, you got stealing home and come from behind and highlights in the same inning. It was awesome.
This is exactly the same steal of home that Javi Baez did against the Dodgers.
It's and the Jedi mind trick.
It's like against the Dodgers, it was Lester who didn't get the squeeze down for whatever reason. This was Quintana, and it's the exact same momentary pause and then just, oh, F it. My instincts are go, and I'm just going to go.
And was it Madden that told you guys that if you really look at it, he's not that fast?
Right. It's not about fat. It was like athleticism and natural instincts.
Just awareness and knowing exactly when to break and just feeling the timing in the moment.
And because, trusting it.
Yeah, because some guys are so, like, Billy Hamilton doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter who makes the throw. He's going to beat you because he's just too fast. And Baez is just, every game, something. I mean, it's just amazing.
That John Jay in the third inning was fun, too. All those guys coming out of the dugout to give him the ovation, and then it was batting practice. But,
and if you look at it, which Kyle Schwarber's second half OPS is now like 870, weighted runs created plus, second half up to 124. There's some stuff that if they can sustain it, it starts to look like the kind of lineup you don't want to face.
One thing on Javi, though, I didn't know he had enough hair to do those braids that he went to.
Could be a weave. It could be a.
I figured it
doesn't
was,
have a weave.
I figured extension. I figured it was an extension of some
right,
sort.
Right, that's what I mean.
It's not an extension. It's when you have curly hair and you straighten it out, you can braid it.
I didn't realize it was that long.
I didn't either.
We just saw him.
It was straighter up. Right. So yeah.
When you blow out your hair, if it's curly, it's going to look longer.
I would. Then we need some education.
Don't have to be so condescending about it. I mean, I just
you said he had a weave. I was
it
just
looked, it looked like to me that it looked like.
Are you telling me not to be condescending about something? Seriously though,
I didn't know. I don't know hairstyles. It looked like he attacked something on or pinned it on.
No, I know that hair gets longer when you straighten it out. That much I did right? figure. But like when we saw him, a couple weeks ago, it was sticking up a little bit. I didn't realize he would have enough to make that happen.
I didn't put much thought into it, but I thought it looked kind of cool.
Everybody's going braids now.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of guys. I mean, if you can do it. Jimmy Butler's got the two big ones now.
And he looked yoked out, man. Like all he's been doing is bench pressing this offseason is what he looked
aggressive,
like.
Jimmy.
Yeah, very aggressive.
All black,
like I got a
Million Man March t-shirt.
Like get back into the Tibbs practice routine, Jimmy.
He's in Minnesota.
So yeah, exactly. He looked ready to fight somebody.
Yeah, Jimmy's on one. Jimmy's on one. Should be fun.
Well, he knows too that this if you're gonna be a superstar, it's not as easy to be a superstar in that city or in that conference. So
it's a good thing he's got that Jimmy Kimmel relationship established. So he can
get
keep
the late night TV
down.
Appearance. Yeah. What'd you guys make of Dwayne Wade was just asked on Twitter, like, have you given any thought to how different this offseason would have been if Rondo doesn't go down and you beat the Celtics? And he just responded one word and said, yes. Hmm? What do you think would have been different?
I think they would have taken that series to seven. And people would have felt a lot better in those offices about that team.
They would have run it all back, right?
They would have brought the team back. Yeah.
Does that include bringing back Rondo? Because what we were talking about is I wonder if he thinks, because, they think about, Jimmy was talking about recruiting Kyrie. They don't have the assets to get him, but it didn't take much to get CP3.
Yeah, it was that group with Fred, and that group gave the front office enough of an argument to go with Fred. So if they win and then that group is still around, they're like, hey, man, by the way, your man can't coach again. Then they say, you know what? Might be time for us to let him go. But Rondo going down, the domino effect. He was the coach and it showed. Even when they did the whole the second time around with he's not bringing the ball up fast enough. They did that to Derek as well. Like that's that easy trope that you can kind of hide behind. But yeah, if Rondo doesn't go down, that series goes seven. I thought they were going to win it. Yeah,
That Rondo ball was a beautiful thing to watch, and we'd seen him with a team on a string.
That was
before.
A team. That Boston team was a team that was built for regular season, so that's why they got the first seed overall. That team wasn't built for the playoffs. Still might not be, but yeah. So
one of my half baked theories was they run it back. but they bring in CP3. So now they have two of the four from the banana boat. LeBron decides, you know what? I don't want to go west. They trade Jimmy Butler next year, and then we bring them all together.
This was the most attractive place
you need
for
more things to do in your life.
Fully baked theory.
If you already got that completely
that's
done,
that's where I got, childlessness.
I like to think about things.
No, LeBron. I mean, LeBron loves Chicago, and this was the second most attractive destination when he was trying to figure things out. He had Rich Paul out here looking for homes in Highland Park,
Mike's is still available.
Yeah.
They haven't sold that thing yet?
It's too much wood.
Who's going to buy it?
It's too much wood. It's too outdated.
They keep lowering the price.
It's so outdated. Gross inside. I mean, really, like you'd have to gut it and redo everything. But it's all so custom designed for him, and it's all this bright Bulls red and like cigar areas.
Have you hung out in there?
All the pictures are available. I mean, you can
It was a good picture. I was getting paid.
They're trying like hell to sell it. The other house,
Pat Hughes on the old real estate.
The other houses are selling. The other houses on that row, all through Hibernia, are all selling. But that one is so customized.
Hibernia?
Yeah.
That's the name of the neighborhood?
Yeah, off of in between Ridge and 41. We're off at 22 on the south side of Route 22. Mm. And that's where Jerry Krause lived. I think Tony Kukoc is in there. That's where they got the
I took a picture in front of the gate with the 23 on it when I was like 12 years old. I gotta go see the 23 gate, guys.
There are some really tasteful, lovely homes back in there, but the Jordan Castle is not one of them.
The tennis court and the trophy room and the basketball court.
Now I've never seen it. Now I'm picturing the whole house just looks like a statue of Mike itself. Like, oh, where are you? I'm living up in the arm today.
Well, the cabinetry is the problem for people that I know that have been in there. He's got a lot of custom made home theater stuff for televisions that nobody wants anymore.
The fatback TVs
and the biggest TVs were like, you know, the weird old 55-inch, you know,
like fat Pioneer
backs.
Elite.
Yeah, exactly, right?
TV,
So that means you got to knock down a whole wall. Not that if you are in the market for that house, you can't do all of that.
Right. If I could buy the $10 million home, I could throw $1 million into the reconstruction.
Right, but the property tax footprint, with all the Michigas with the Highland Park schools and property taxes and everything that's going on, you're talking, $100,000 a year in property tax alone?
Relatable segment we're doing.
Well, right now. Chief Keefe, before he moved out to L.A. Before he moved out to L.A., he was looking at the Jordan home because I believe it was Interscope was getting ready to. You know, Chief Keefe was going to be the first act that was going to be sponsored or on Apple Music, and he turned the deal down because he didn't want them messing with his music. And now you look at where Chance the Rapper is, where people are saying, like, is he independent? Is he not? And then you see him in Apple commercials and Apple floods all of your playlists with him. Like, Chief Keef was going to be that guy. So he got a bunch of money from Interscope up front, which he still has. And he's out in L.A. now because he can't be in the city anymore because of everything that goes on here with him and with the people around him. But he actually looked at the Jordan home for a little bit and kind of passed on it. So, you know, not enough places to play paintball in the backyard.
It's funny that goes back to Defiant Ones and Jimmy Iovine and Dre and Trent Reznor being like the vice president in charge of Apple Music now, finding Chief Keef. But it was a house in Northfield where they created like an ATV course.
A paintball thing in the backyard where they were doing too much. They were making too much noise. And the people around there were already unhappy that Chief Keef and his band of hooligans had moved in. And so, you know, Chief had to go ahead and sell that house and go out to L.A. where he can, I guess, be normal.
I wrote down, like, several bits of genuine wisdom during the Defiant Ones. Like, I kept, like, oh, wait, I got to write that down. Either from Jimmy or from Dre, it was like, man.
They're all things that are already inside you, too. You just need to,
Need
to water them a little bit every once in a while with confidence.
And, like, a guy as big as Jimmy to still live by what he learned on the Springsteen thing, like, shut up, that's his project. Go back in, tell him you'll serve the project. You got a friend for life, and you learn a big lesson right now at 23. You know? And it's like, in the rest of your life, it's your project. What are we doing? It's your project. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm here to facilitate your artistic vision.
That's the game.
Yep,
that's absolutely
also taking advantage of opportunities, no matter how small you may think they are. You know, making sure that you are in the ear of the people that you want to be around, and then when you're around them, showing that, you know, you could actually do the gig, because we talk about it all the time. Like, this isn't brain surgery here, but we're in a privileged position to have these jobs, and all of us had to be, you know, there had to be an opening. There had to be a something where you had to be on somebody's brain for a little bit. I called Mike Alzamora the day after I graduated from high school and said, I'm going to come and work there. And he was like, nah, you got to get college credit. And he's like, call me back when you come back from home, from school. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to call you back 4 years from now. I'm going to call you every day. I'll call you every damn day. I'm going to check on you, see how everything's going.
The best advice I give to people in the industry, I'm like, where do you want to work? You know, I went to school in New York. A lot of people say The Fan or 1050 or whatever. It's like, all right, well, who runs those?
1010 wins.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know who runs the place that you want to work, what are you doing? Like, I can't hire you. You can't hire anybody. Right. Mitch Rosen can hire people.
Right.
Put yourself in front of those people.
Don't ask me how, but I ended up reading a lot about Helen Reddy a couple of weeks ago. I know more about Helen.
I have to ask how. Is it like we happened to be up at 4 in the morning and you got in a Wikipedia rabbit hole?
It was inspired.
Is there a Wikipedia rabbit hole?
That's all the time.
That's what happened. It was like
hyperlink to hyperlink.
My girlfriend said her mom used to play the Helen Reddy I Am Woman record a lot. Like, in the early 70s.
So, Australian singer, actress, and activist, born in 1941.
Starred in the original Pete's Dragon.
Yeah, hugely an important figure in the women's movement of the early 70s. And she was looking for a song to write, or a song that she could sing about the women's movement, and she realized it didn't exist, so she wrote one. But anyway, her husband, who was in charge of her career, called the guy at Capitol every day for 6 months and said, you have to let her make a demo. And he said, if you don't call me for a month, I'll let her make a demo. And she made a demo. and thus launched the career.
That's that tricky space, though.
He called every freaking day for 6 months.
But that's that tricky space.
He got her in.
While you're chilling for a month, you're like, did they forget about me?
Right. Absolutely. We should be calling other maybe
ladies. He said, I'll let her make the demo if you don't call me for a month.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
But that month, you're sitting there like, did I remember?
Oh, right, right.
Should I go? He didn't say not to pop up at the job.
By then, you should be calling all the competitor labels and doing the same thing.
He probably was. He was probably calling everybody else, but eventually they wouldn't let her in, made the demo, and the career gets boring.
That's why the Defiant Ones is so terrific. I've watched it twice through now. Like that and OJ Made in America. Nicole knows that if I have some time to waste, or if we're getting ready for something and I'm waiting for her, I'm watching OJ dancing with a gold chain on, talking about being a porn star. Like those two documentaries for me in the last year or so, I can't stop.
That moment when Dr. Dre is sitting there listening to Nirvana's Pay to Play on his laptop and he's just feeling the energy coming off. He's talking about why it's his favorite band. It makes all the sense in the world too.
I played Lithium for Nicole the other day, and she's like, what are you listening to? And I told her, I was like, that's my favorite rock song of all time. And she's like, does it make you happy? I was like,
it's kind of not supposed to.
But this is the thing. Yeah. When I hear it, immediately I feel the same way I felt when I first heard it as a kid. And I don't know if I was happy then. I don't know if I was sad then. It's kind of like with Kid Cudi. Like, Kid Cudi is a revolutionary talent who's only had two albums, and both albums, I'll never forget, Annette Parker, who used to work here, she told me one day, she was like, why do you listen to this sad music? And I told her, for some reason, I connect with it. You know, those songs that you hear, like you said, Dre rocking out there. Like, there are certain songs in different genres that take you to a different place, and you have no idea why you listen to them, and you may be happy listening to it, even though it's a completely sad song.
Well,
like, Lithium is not supposed to be that, but when I hear it, I'm okay.
It's because it's time travel. Because music at its best is time travel and takes you back to the same circumstances.
Yeah. I also am of the belief, and I don't know if this is proven in studies or not, but I believe that there's also an actual physiological response to the combination of certain tones.
No doubt.
That everybody is wired in a certain way, that regardless of what somebody is singing about, There are just certain sounds, certain combinations, certain delivery systems that touch your brain in ways beyond rational thought.
Pharrell has talked about what his drums have done over the years and how they have changed. he talked about like the kick drum for him was really a kick drum. And he said, and he stood his partner Chad up and he said, watch this. And he started playing a beat and he's like, watch what it does to his body. And he said, just doing this and what a beat does to you, like pushing you forward and making your head bop back. Next thing you know, you're bopping for 3 minutes.
Sure. And there are certain harmonies, like a major second harmony. Like when I hear that little dissonance, but it sounds good. It's off putting, but like that mix of emotions only I get from that and particular interval.
Isn't that a Police thing?
Yes.
Right? Where there's a ska. Sorry, I'm not, you, I don't have the musical mind you have.
I'll tell you the moment right now in Walking in Your Footsteps. They say the meek shall inherit the earth.
Okay.
That note right there. Listen to that moment on that song, and it's like, oh my God.
I was listening to Action Bronson talking about this the other day on the Everyday Struggle podcast, and he said that he was high probably when he said it, but he said that there's never been a hit song. We're talking about top 10 hit on Billboard chart without the words love or baby in it. He said if there is a formula that he has learned over the years is you want to make a hit, even if it goes against everything. Like he said, Marilyn Manson has had 3 or 4 hit songs with both those words in them. Now, it doesn't matter the genre. It doesn't matter who you think is singing it. But those words, for some reason, they resonate with you as a consumer. And especially if you're being programmed, because that's what they are.
It's like SEO optimization.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I find it fascinating. That's why I love sports, but listening to people talk about music as of late for me has been my getaway, because there's so much there and there's so much subjectivity and the fact that, you know, a song may strike you differently than it does another person, whereas I can watch a pass interference and be like, yeah, that was pass interference. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys do this, but I struggle every day with
pass interference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch the catch. Grades against me.
I struggle and I have to get out of my own way with this. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I struggle every day with trying to figure out if what I want to talk about is what wants to be heard. And I often think to myself, I make the joke about, yeah, we're going to talk about the right guard today on the team, you know, or yeah, we're going to talk about the backup point guard. I make that joke because more times than not, if we zoom out from this and we hear about like the content across the industry, we really are all talking about the same things. And I find it monotonous at times where it's like, yeah, we did watch the game last night, but there's a story going on in Boise, Idaho that I promise you, if you give me 3 minutes to tell you about,
sure,
you will be engaged. Mm-hmm. And then you get the people who don't trust themselves, whether it be front, you know, management or producers who are like, no, get back to what was hot. And then I'm like, yo, but did you really get into that game last night? Like are you just feeding people the slop that you think they want to eat right now? Like that happens far too often in my head, and I'll be engaged and enjoying something, but I'll be thinking like, yo, I think there's like 3 people like me out there who would love to talk about this other thing.
Well, if I may pull back the curtain a little bit, my belief...
Pay no attention to the man behind
If I may pull back, my belief has been that as much as we make fun of sports radio imaging and big voice guy,
works,
there is a psychological layer here that you know, we make fun of another cheesy promo from Mitch and big voice guy.
Are you a Glennon guy?
Right. You know, yeah. Cubs my panic. Yeah. Are the Bears the
same
tanking?
Same way the kick drum set something off in you. That set something off in you.
See, there is something psychological about, especially P1s, about the level of imaging is relating on a certain level, telling people what you're talking about doesn't always add up with what you're talking about.
The Hawks stuff.
Sure.
Let's not front. All right.
Right?
The Hawks promos during Stanley Cup runs or during playoff runs. Yeah, we'll talk Hawks.
We're talking Hawks.
But there's no show that will ever survive for weeks on end talking 4 hours of Hawks. So what happens is you get the we're talking Hawks, so the casual dudes and girls are like, oh yeah, I did watch that game. The hardcore cats, the 300 level dudes,
they don't trust your hockey opinions.
Exactly.
But they're there
to tell you how much you don't know about the sport they love.
But they're there.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they're in. So it's the hockey non-hockey thing that you guys came up with a long time ago. I used to just be like, yo, just Don't talk hockey just when you don't want to talk hockey.
Right, exactly. Because the drunks that are being interviewed outside the bars on Madison don't want you talking about the overload power play.
Hell, I don't want to.
But that's what I mean.
We're in agreement.
Right, exactly.
I'm drunk at a bar on Madison.
Right. Yeah, go Hawks. Okay. I'm with you.
And there's moments for dense and really particular stuff in every sport, too. Like, we get down. Like, I tweeted Bowen the other day. I was like, man, I miss you. And I did it right in front of everybody. And he was like, you know, he hit me back and he texted a little bit. I'm going to go out there and watch his high school team play hopefully this weekend with Jay. But, you know, yeah, Matt Bowen isn't some, you know, squirting flower, you know, like big red shoes football dude. He isn't.
Nah, it's Vinny Del Negro.
Right, right. He isn't, right? But the people that love the game love listening to him. And the people who are just casual also pick something up because he seems like he's having fun.
He's
talking
passionate,
about it.
Yeah, man. He's passionate.
Makes it relatable too.
It's
good at explaining complicated concepts in simple
and then
ways.
After a while, you're watching a game and you go, "Oh, that's a Smash 7 combo."
Man,
and why do I know that?
As I get older, passion matters more than content. Often, it's like, do you give a crap? Oh, all of a sudden now I give a crap. If you genuinely give a crap, I'm listening.
Let's be real. This station has a different sound. As of, you know, the last, I don't know how many few years, because you have more people willing to engage on a daily basis and not treat this like it's a chore. Simple as that.
Sure.
So you hear that from the guests and you hear that from the hosts. It's a different sound. I don't know if it's better. I don't know if it's worse, but you don't feel like you're being cheated out of your money.
You guys got Jake Arrieta at 2. What else you got today?
We are going to have Zach Zabin at some point setting the scene at Soldier Field for Bears-Browns in other news.
Oh, yeah, that's happening today.
That's the whole game.
Pete Futek at 4.
Just play the whole thing.
And Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald at 5 o'clock Cats! Today.
Yeah. Yes. Sounds like
he almost tried to get away without getting one off at the end of the interview the other day, but he got it off.
Good.
Go Cats. Yeah, if he doesn't go Cats, that means he's going to be the next Penn State head coach.
Good transition by me. Have a good show, gentlemen. It's Bernstein and Goffin. Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
We're talking with John Madden here on the Score. Do you cook that turkey on Thanksgiving?
First of all, you know I eat the turkey. We were in Detroit. We went to Cincinnati. I had like 7 or 8 people on the bus. Fed the whole group. We started there in Detroit with a big old turkey, and we ended up in Cincinnati with a carcass.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Standard Bar and Grill, located on Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Camping World Supercenters. Help Texas at any Camping World Supercenter today. Don't look now, folks, but here come the Orioles. Pretty much left for dead in the American League East a few weeks ago, the O's have suddenly discovered the art of pitching, and they're on a 7-game winning streak, and today find themselves a game and a half behind the Twins for the second wild card spot, and only 2.5 behind the flailing Yankees for the first wild card. Hitting hasn't been the problem. With the emergence of Jonathan Scope as a genuine star, 30 home runs, 99 RBI, to go along with Manny Machado, Adam Jones, Chris Davis, Mark Trumbo, and youngster Trey Mancini, the Orioles can score. Giving up runs has been the problem. Now, though, youngsters Dylan Bundy and Kevin Gausman are finding themselves, and Wade Miley has pitched better, hitting, pitching, and one of baseball's best managers, Buck Showalter. It could be quite a September in Baltimore. I'm John Feinstein.
Vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I can do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hill's Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hill's Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hill's Brothers. Then the pods break down,
returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hills Brothers Coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the best place to get all you need for a great-looking yard this Labor Day weekend. Come in now and get top Scotts products for only $10 each after instant savings. Choose from Scotts Lawn Food, Easy Seed, Ortho Home Defense, Roundup Pump and Go, and more. All just $10 each. Hurry into your local Ace, where top Scotts products are $10 each after instant savings. Through Monday only. Valid on select items and sizes for Ace Rewards members. Limit 2. See participating store for details.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates at cbschicago.com/legal advice.
When I grow up, I want to make a pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price. $6. It's going to be the best pizza ever.
Sorry, kid. It's been done. Introducing the new Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest Pizza. A large pizza with the most cheese and the most pepperoni at the nation's best price.
But my mom said...
Shh! This much cheese and pepperoni is what dreams are made of. Come get a large, hot and ready Extra Most Bestest Pizza for just $6. Only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family is hosting a barbecue for Labor Day, and we need our style to look smokin'.
Try Old Navy. You guys will look BB cute.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now at Old Navy's Labor Day sale, the styles your family loves are all 50% off. Get 50% off all jeans, dresses, and tees.
50% off all jeans, all dresses, and all tees?
You bet, all 50% off at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
Honey, get those dogs off the grill. We're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 8/31-9/4. Excludes license, men's packaged, and clearance.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC measuring broadband America report.
Tomorrow, listen live to Spiegel and Parkins broadcasting live from the park at Wrigley from 9 to 12:45 before the Cubs take on the Braves.
You've got a chance! Gone!
Stop by the broadcast when the gates open 2 hours before the game and catch the guys doing the show live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Illinois Media School.
Scoreboard update.
1:33 in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Chicago Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs with a comfortable lead in the NL Central heading into a weekend series with the Braves. Cubs still up by 3.5. Addison Russell scratched from a rehab start yesterday with foot soreness. He'll be reevaluated today. John Lester returning to the rotation on Saturday. Mike Montgomery will remain a starter as the Cubs go to a six-man rotation heading into the stretch. Tonight, it'll be Kyle Hendricks taking on the Braves' Sean Newcomb. Pregame with Mike Esposito tonight at 6:30. Jake Arrieta coming up with Bernstein and Goff at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, the White Sox trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of Minnesota. Miguel Gonzalez got the start today against Bartolo Colon. Sox leading 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tyler Saladino and Yolmer Sanchez both with two hits so far on the day. Ken Rosenthal reporting the Angels have acquired Justin Upton from the Tigers. Bears and Browns at Soldier Field tonight for the fourth and final preseason game. And in the NBA, Bulls announced Cameron Payne needs surgery on his broken foot. He'll be out until late November. The Lakers are hit with a $500,000 tampering fine by the league. And the Kyrie Irving, Isaiah Thomas deal between the Cavs and Celtics is finally done. Join 670 The Score for a live pregame broadcast with Hub Arkush, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley at Bracket Room located at 1315 South Halsted Street in Chicago on Sunday, September 10th. Check out the broadcast, eat great food, enjoy game day specials, and stick around for the Bears postgame show with Arkush, Olin Krutz, and James Big Cat Williams live on The Score stream at 670thescore.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Braves at 6:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Gerald Nissan.
The Gerald Nissan Bottom Line Model Year End event is going on now through Labor Day. Safe.com.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Showtime it is, the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Hi.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Hyundai, home of America's best warranty. Jake Arrieta at 2. In other news at 3. Pete Futek on college football. And it starts for real this week at 4. Pat Fitzgerald at 5. And Zach Zabin at some point is going to check in before Bears-Browns at Soldier Field on what is shaping up to be a relatively busy sports night. We haven't had one of those in a while. We also could have some surprises along the way. 312-644-6767 is the number. WSCR, The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates apply. Twitter. That is at Bernstein_Goff. What are you doing?
I got some disinfectant sheets. Oh. Just making sure everybody stays healthy here at the beginning of the fall season.
Oh, it's a fresh canister, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go through all of them by show's end,
are you? No. Okay. Just when I'm, wipe down the keyboard. Ooh, careful. And wipe down the... My fiance hates these.
Is Spiegel sick or something?
No. I like to keep things tidy.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
Yeah. I do this like once a week on the low. I just needed to ask for some at the beginning of today's show.
Oh, no, I'm the guy at Jewel who, if the thing is out, I go and all the cashiers have that like super mega industrial strength hand sanitizer. Yeah. I'll like lean over and steal some of that because
You're stealing their hand sanitizer?
Well, I don't know if we're allowed. It's not really for us. But I'm there so often, I consider myself, I'm entitled. Too.
Dripping with privilege over here.
Just dripping with sanitizer.
Just reaching over, hey, taking people's tools that they need. These people are bagging up dirty people's groceries all day long, and you're like, no, that's here for me too.
They got a lot of my money at that place.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. He's checking up every box for you, by the way.
They got a lot of my money there. So
that's a wide plate.
What are you doing, Wenger? I did a little bit of hand sanitizer. Believe me, I'm entitled to. I'm not like the guy that will go to the salad bar and start eating six wings.
Yeah, that's a tough look. And then bring back, and then tell the person how much he ate. Dude,
you're over in the bulk section and you have a handful of $8 a pound dried apricots. You're stuffing your cheeks like a squirrel.
Just killing it.
Right. Come on.
Who are these people, though? And I've never done this, and I see it happen more and more every day.
Yeah.
These people that open up whatever it is in the grocery store and then bring the package to the cashier at the end of their,
I ate this.
Yeah. That's happened like the last three or four times I've gone to the store, and I'm like,
I've only done it with a baby or a toddler that's grabbing. Yeah, and they're like, you know, that they're screaming. Yeah, like, fine, eat it.
No, but these are like, you know, 40-year-old, you know, nurses and 52-year-old carpenters, and they're just, you know,
and members of the carpenters.
They're just like, yeah, I ate a pack of Twizzlers while I was shopping for whatever.
You couldn't wait?
Dude, that's what I say. Yeah. That's what I say.
There's enough samples that maybe, you know, go back to the cheese thing at Mariano's.
A lot of
get yourself a little Gruyere and you're okay.
If you go to Costco or Sam's, you can walk around for 30 minutes and get full.
I used to feed the kids there. Saturdays when we used to go to Costco.
Let's
go to Costco because we got to pick up toilet paper and baby wipes. And next thing you know, the kids are completely full.
Toothpicks, burping.
Yep. That is the great thing about, see, we don't go anymore because we don't really have stuff we buy in bulk because the kids are, you know, you don't need all your diapers anymore. So Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I'm at Dan_Bernstein on Instagram. It's at BernsteinGoffShow. You can email the show, or you can go to the website for podcasts. I should mention BernsteinAndGoffShow.com. And Facebook's always fun, as Jason will attest. I'm not on Facebook. He's our Facebook
ambassador.
Well,
we didn't have Facebook Live up yesterday, so all the people who had a day off of hate, feel free. I'll jump into the Facebook Live chat with you right now and hurl insults your way and make sure that you have a good time for 4.5 hours or so.
So you should go to Facebook and like the page, and at Facebook Live you can watch the 670thescore.com or watch 670thescore.com video feed.
Nice.
God, we got a lot of addresses in here. And that video feed is brought to you by American Needle. It's directed by Brian Gertz.
In the case of Tanner Gentry, it's because he did exactly what you just said. He showed up in camp. Nobody really thought much about him coming into camp in Bourbonnais. We knew he was a kid who caught a lot of passes at Wyoming, but he just literally flashed every day making plays down the field.
Wow. He's wearing the trench coat and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Woo!
I know,
look at this.
I know they've kind of loosened the celebration rules this year in the NFL, but if every time that man catches a pass, instead of the Roy Williams, you know, first down sign, he just can't. What do you think of this? What do you think of the Tanner package?
Tanner than it was last week.
He's got a hole cut into his pants.
Literally flashing. Well, I don't know if the NFL's going to like that. Oh, boy. The producers, Nick Shepkowski.
Donna, I have got some news that's going to knock your socks off right
now. Well, I'm not wearing any, so that is impossible.
Well, it's going to knock your granny panties off.
Okay, there you go.
Purple wasn't Prince's favorite color.
What?
There's a lot of things there, by the way.
Granny panties?
Yeah. I don't even know grannies that would cop to that. Nevertheless, how old whoever this young lady is, you know, there's a lot there. And no, mm-hmm. Prince's favorite color was black, wasn't it?
I don't know.
His sister said it was orange.
It was orange?
She recently said in an interview they're going to auction off his stuff.
Of course they are.
Said his favorite piece was this orange cloud guitar, and she said people haven't misconstrued that purple was his favorite color, where it was actually orange.
Well, he kind of helped, though, too, because he was often in purple, but hey, whatevs.
Our audio man is Anthony Gill.
Our viewing audience on the game televised locally here in Philadelphia had more viewers than the National Football League game that we were up against. More viewers in Philadelphia watched a soul than an NFL football game. So don't tell me people don't care about the Philadelphia soul. They care.
Who cares?
No, they don't.
And you're wrong.
Yeah, no, they don't. Right. Yeah, you're wrong. Arena Football League games don't get more viewers than National Football League games.
Yes, but more importantly, you're lying. Yeah. Stop yelling. Stop lying.
Quit yelling.
This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
Today's gonna be a rough day for me, man.
Like, rough how?
It seems like from the moment I left the house this morning to go get a workout in and all these other things, I'm trying to break in some new underwear. Like, nothing's going right for me.
It's not a baseball mitt.
Well, dude,
just watch it.
The flap isn't as
Juan Uribe over here.
No. The flap isn't as restrictive as I'd like it to be. You know?
Oh.
Like it keeps the 10-inch entry thing. Right.
It might be defective.
Yeah.
Boxer briefs?
Boxer briefs. Yeah. No, you're cool. I wear boxer briefs. And, you know, I'm driving today. I get cut off by an old lady right here on Randolph. I almost gave the old lady the finger. Like, I almost gave her the bird. Like, ah. And then the bus driver looked at me as like, turn down your music. It's just been a, yes, dude.
You got that look?
Yes.
You're rattling my windows, black.
No, it was a prank, but that's the thing. You think the white nationalists hate brothers? Old brothers hate brothers more than anybody.
You've always said this.
And it was an old brother sitting in his bus seat looking down on me, my car, and I'm like, the music wasn't even loud. My volume goes up to 35. It was at 22. Because I even check, I'm like, is it loud? Because I don't want to be that guy. I do want to be that guy sometimes when I'm having a good time, just driving around. But I was like, is it loud? And he's looking at me, just shaking his head. I'm like, what's going on today? I got beef with the old lady. These drawers ain't fitting me right. I'm falling out all over the place. Like, this is a day where I'm going to lean on you and the listeners and Jake Arrieta at 2 o'clock to turn my damn day around.
I rarely have my music up loud, but it always comes back to bite me when I do. Wow. And because it was like, I was like the guy in the commercial.
I would just hear a song like, yeah, like you, the, it's a always, certain riff or some drums me, make you turn like the just, I have yes. to turn this up.
For me, it's always some total loop dog food song, right?
Of course.
And it's like, it was something, it was Boston, right? And
I'm, right? I'm not going to go, Boston. Of course. There.
And I pull it into the alley and I open my garage.
You feel like you're by yourself a little
right?
bit.
Like, rock and roll band. And my neighbor's standing right there. She's come back from walking the dog, and she's like,
"We bought next to this guy."
No, she's kind of gives me the look like, "Dude,
yeah,
come on,
yeah, it's like, okay, what?
Hey,
it's okay,
you know,
dude." Treat Me Right came on the other day.
Oh,
35.
Oh,
you got all 35 of the volume.
Chub Rock.
Yes. You hear 1990?
What the man? Chub Rock. You know, a judo, a chop, chop, chop.
Dude, yeah. As soon as you yep. hear 1990, yeah, Chub Rock jumps up on the scene. It's a rap. And you want to start dancing in your car. I'm rolling all four windows down. The sunroof is going back. If I could pop the
that
trunk,
song
I will.
Is awesome.
Yes.
Right.
So certain songs make you want to do that. I was in the middle of one of those songs today. Banned from Television. One of the greatest, you know, songs, hip hop songs of all time. And I'm looking at the dude like, I could turn this up a lot higher, Mr. Old Angry Black Man driving the bus. I could turn this up way higher, rattle the Newports right out of your shirt pocket. But no, I won't do that.
And I guarantee you that guy, after he's done with his bus and he brings it back to the yard,
he's got something.
And he
rocks.
Gets in his car. He's got the Commodores going
Earth,
hard.
Wind, fire. Right. Yeah, something's happening in that yes. car. Like, come on, man. That was after yesterday. After some old brother yesterday, he looked at me. He's like, "What's happening, young blood? I haven't gotten a young blood in forever."
He's
like,
"Fine, old head."
Yeah, right. I wanted to hit him like, "Give me some on the black hand side." Like, it made me feel like we were in the 70s or something. So yeah, I'm gonna need to turn it around and listen up, Granny. If I catch you on Randolph tomorrow. At the same time, you will get these hands in terms of the bird. I'm not going to put my hands on you, but you're going to get double birds the way you cut me off on Randolph today.
This segment brought to you by Sam's Club. It's instant savings time at Sam's Club. Save over $5,000 on hundreds of items, all preloaded to your membership card. Stop by or visit samsclub.com for instant savings. Jake Arrieta talks baseball and life and things, as he always does, in the way that only he can at the top of the hour on The Score.
And now, another Score 25th anniversary moment.
Then I went out and had supper with Jerry Angelo, and then when we made Passionate Love, and it was a great night for me.
Then really. You read Maya Angelou.
I did.
Yep.
I did. And then we went and saw Phantom of the Opera. That's the kind of night I like. Like to go out, not exactly sure what I'm getting into, just get into something.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and Standard Bar and Grill, located on Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago.
Shop early at JCPenney's Labor Day Sale. Get up to 40% off major appliance hot deals from your favorite brands like LG, GE, and Samsung. And get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GE, GE Profile, GE Cafe, and higher limited to 10% off savings. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 9/13. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Hey, it's Jason Goff, and I've been telling you about Xfinity Wi-Fi and their network of hotspots to keep you connected to the internet everywhere you go at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as people like me who are Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to the packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, there are more than, get this, 15 million hotspots nationwide compared to AT&T's 30,000 hotspots nationwide. Saving on your wireless data plan by connecting to an Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspot to stream content you love is the way to go. Xfinity Wi-Fi has delivered the fastest hotspots in places you need them the most for a long time. You can get started right now with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends September 21st, 2017. Requires EcoBill, paperless billing, auto-pay enrollment, and one-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. Top of the hour, we'll talk to Jake the Snake. I have learned a lot in these conversations. I appreciate his insight. I appreciate his willingness to engage. You know, that separates great guests from pretty good guests. You know, you got guys who could tell you something, but guys who give you things on a second and third level of a conversation or a question, I appreciate. So I always look forward to these days when we get to talk to him.
I always keep it simple in that somebody who can make a better question turn into a better answer, where you're always rewarded by somebody thinking about what you're saying and trying to answer it. Somebody who commits to trying to answer a better or deeper question in a way that merits it. That's the best thing you can have in this business. And he's always cool with that. A little bit of breaking news here. The Cubs have earned what is being described as a one-time exception said to help their playoff run is the city will allow the Cubs to play a night game on Friday, September 8th. This is from the Sun-Times. It is considered here a surprise compromise aimed at assisting the team in its quest to repeat as World Series champs. One-time exception to the ban on Friday night games. It's after the team completes a four-game series in Pittsburgh with another night game against the Pirates. So Tom Tunney said he and Rahm Emanuel agreed to waive the ban to help the Cubs, saying it's a compromise, it's a favor. Coach Madden had his philosophy. I don't plan to have it a regular occurrence. It's something we're all trying to work toward to make sure the team gets the proper rest.
Are there Saturday night games? Do we know?
I don't think there are a lot of Saturday night games, no.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out, like, why this is still a thing. Do people believe you'll get into more trouble because you don't have to go to work in the morning? Because more times than not, criminals don't have to go to work in the morning.
They do the national one.
Saturday like night?
Fox. Sunday night.
No. Well, they played the Yankees on a Saturday night this year.
So I'm saying. Okay. So if you
like
got
one a couple times a year.
What, the people going to church the next day so they can't pee on your lawn? Like I don't know what the deal is here. Why we're still talking about Friday night games? Why is that still a thing? If you bought property in Wrigleyville at this point, you know that Wrigley Field is there, right?
Yeah, I've
looked. Well, on the Friday night Wrigley scene isn't just because there's a baseball game going on. Like, there's going to be a crowd all summer long anyway.
Right. It's beyond baseball, and you have plenty of Saturday. If it's a Lady Gaga concert.
Like, treat me like an idiot. Tell me why this is still a thing. Explain to me from the studs on up.
It's political power.
I understand.
It's Tom
what are you holding on to?
Your own political power because you can.
Are your constituents saying, yeah, keep this for us? They know where they live. Hell, some of these people are making money off of those games.
I was just going to say, the business owners, if you look at the actual tax base of your constituency, right, they're making more money.
I know a guy that lived next door to me when I was in the lofts over there in the South Loop. He bought he owned some cleaners, and he bought a couple of bars in Wrigleyville. And he's like, yo, I'm trying to get my money. Now, this is before they went to the World Series and all, so I'm sure he's doing fine now. But he's like, yeah, I want as many night games as possible. Like, come on. If you live in that area, you live in that area knowing full well that the Cubs will, you know, impact your life some way, somehow.
This segment brought to you by your neighborhood Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks. Your neighborhood Ace has everything you need for your painting projects, like their best paint, Valspar Optimus, only at Ace. The helpful place. Jake Arrieta is next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Not just new cars and SUVs. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and if you travel for business, stop wasting time pricing your flights and hotels at the same old sites you used to go to. The only site you need is Upside.com. It's quick and easy for Upside to show you the exact flights you're looking for and the big name hotels you want to stay at. You can buy them separately or bundle them together. And of course, if you want to add some wheels on there as well, you can do that. And by bundling two or more selections, you'll experience the real magic of using Upside. See, the more you bundle, the more you save. The bigger the gift card you receive to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business travel package using Upside. And their expert navigators are always available 24/7 through the phone, chat, social, and email to help anytime before, during, and after your business trip to make sure it goes smoothly. I use Upside, and their concierge level service is second to none. You get the VIP treatment while still paying low prices and being rewarded with gift cards every time you book a package. Oh, by the way, you keep all your airline miles as well. I know you want to do that. Upside is the real deal for buying your business trips. You got to give them a try. And right now, when you use promo code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, you're guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card on your package purchase. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Upside.com, the better way to buy business travel. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
CBS, Monday, September 25th.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I, premiering CBS Monday, September 25th.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the world with Pauly Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
When you sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670.